Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Ribbon Tree of Connection. Sometimes the most powerful moments in worship are the simplest. Just a physical action, repeated quietly by the people until something beautiful and meaningful emerges. One idea I keep coming back to is a ribbon tree of connection. The setup is straightforward. Place a bare branch upright in a bucket filled with stones. Beside it, set out coloured ribbons cut to a manageable length. At an appropriate point in the service, perhaps just before the prayers of intercession, invite people to come forward and tie a ribbon onto the tree, while holding in prayer a global issue, a local concern, or a particular group of people. No one needs to speak aloud. No one needs to explain themselves. They simply tie a ribbon and pray. What begins as a bare branch gradually becomes transformed. Ribbon by ribbon, prayer by prayer, the tree becomes a living sign of shared concern, compassion, grief, and hope. A tree is already a rich symbol. It speaks of life, growth, rootedness, fragility, season, and renewal. A bare branch can suggest a world under strain, communities in pain, or lives that feel stripped back. Yet the ribbons begin to change it. Colour appears, movement appears, the branch isn't dead after all. It's carrying the prayers of the people. It's bearing witness to connection. And connection is the key word here. We live in a time when it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the suffering and crisis around us. War in one place, flooding in another, poverty, loneliness, racism, housing stress, failing health, environmental damage, political fear-mongering, fractured communities. It can all seem too much. One of the lies of our age is that these things are separate, and that we are separate from them and from one another. But Christian worship says otherwise. We belong to one another. We belong to the earth. We belong to God. This ribbon activity makes that truth visible. One person may tie a ribbon for Gaza, another for Sudan, another for the unemployed in your town, another for a neighbour with cancer, another for children growing up with anxiety, another for rivers polluted by neglect, another for people sleeping rough, another for victims of abuse. These prayers aren't ranked, they hang together. The local and the global meet on the same branch. Personal grief and public justice occupy the same sacred space. It also works because it engages the body. People are not just listening to words about compassion. They're moving, touching, tying, pausing, praying. The action is quiet enough to feel reflective, but concrete enough to feel real. For some people, tying a ribbon may express more than they could ever put into words. You could adapt this idea in other ways. Different ribbon colours might represent different themes, such as peace, healing, justice, creation, or remembrance. You could use it as a response to the sermon. In an all-age service, children usually engage with this very naturally. By the end, the transformed tree stands there as a symbol, fragile, colourful, unfinished, communal. A tree full of prayers, a sign that sorrow is shared, a sign that hope can be tied on, one ribbon at a time. A sign that none of us stands alone. Namihi.